soul to soul sit down with the Lady Songbird Jenga. Join the Lady Songbird for uplifting discussions about her personal experiences in the music industry. She will be chatting with fellow artists, sharing inspirational stories, and exploring practical resources to help navigate creative journeys. Coming soon, 30 Minute Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Facebook Live.
Hey, welcome to Soul to Soul. Sit down with the Lady Songbird, Jenda Harris. Hey, Jenda. Oh, we lost Jenda. All right, hang on there, Mr. DeVille. Somehow she lost connection, but we'll be right back with you, all right?
All right.
Okay, let's hang in there. So, Soul to Soul come on each and every Thursday, and that is noon on the West Coast, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 3 p.m. right here on the East. And now, the Lady Songbird Jenda. Hey, Jenda.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you know what's going on. It's time for Soul to Soul.
Soul to Soul, sit down. Hey, I just want to give a couple of announcements before we get this thing cracking. Look, I have a show coming up August 10th, May 10th, Mother's Day, Augusta, Georgia. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be action-packed. At Jammin' Moments. You don't want to miss it. And then I have one coming up in Pascagoula on May 24th, Pascagoula, Mississippi. You don't want to miss that. And then I'll be in Albany, Georgia on May 31st. So that's my May's dates. And I just want to keep everybody posted and abreast because I'm always doing something. I'm always somewhere. But enough about me. I'm introducing an amazing, amazing artist that y'all need to know. He is humble, he is kind, and he can sing. He goes by, and I remember him as Coop DeVille. You know, he's going to tell us the story as to why he changed that. But I want to introduce to everybody all over the world that's listening to Studio Buzz and Facebook Live,
Mr. How y'all DeVille. Doing? How y'all doing, man? Hey, sister, I appreciate you for bringing me on, man. It's, hey, nothing but a blessing. I see you still doing what you do when I first met you.
Yes.
And my brother, can't forget about my brother. Can't forget about him either.
Alright, yes. I see, you know, y'all celebrate, you and your beautiful wife celebrated y'all's wedding anniversary.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
You and my husband, we celebrated ours April 17th, 11 years as well.
Okay.
April's the month. Yeah.
I know how y'all do, so.
So, now we brought on this change to the name.
I think, like I say, when you know you first met me, I'm married now. You know, I felt like my lyrics, you know, I've grown in the music, you know, since I first started. So, you know, I'm just a different person, different, writer, you know, so I think it's kind of time, you know, I think I graduated from that, you know, but, you know, people don't call me what they call me. They still call me Coop, you know, and that's cool, but I think I graduated from that. So in a way, kind of like it's time to put a little respect on my name, so I gotta go with Mr. just a little bit, you know. And also, what brought about the change was it was a guy who had the same name I had, and my fans were, you know, getting confused and trying to find my music, and he kept coming up. So that's going to be the start of something new for the name change and the separation. So that's going to help everybody be able to find my music better without having to go through all that what they were going through.
So are you going through trying to change your name on everything, just pretty much do it that way?
And the only thing is, it's hard for me to go back and change that, you know, all the songs. So my first song I put out probably about 3 weeks ago, it's under the new name. So people will be able to find it, but it's all still connected, you know, for, you know, YouTube and all that. So they'll still be able to pull it up.
And then, you know, that's your name, your birth name, Mr. DeVille. So it's not like you had to go out and get, did you have to go out and get a DBA for that name, Mr. DeVille?
I actually did, you know, because I didn't want to run into the same problem again, you know, so, and you know, they going to call me what they going to call me. So, you know, it's fine. Yeah, but I just didn't want them to have it, you know, didn't want them to keep running into the same problem because, you know, every time I put out new song, people, you know, they would hit me up like, hey, it's hard to find your music, like, you know, and this guy kept coming up. So I think that's kind of like a separation, and then we actually do two totally different kinds of music, so.
Mm-hmm. But see, the good thing about it is, you know what, I try to let up and coming artists know the significance of branding your name.
Exactly.
It's like my name, you know, there's a plethora of songbirds out there, you know, ladies, but there's only one, the Lady Songbird Jinda. And, exactly. You know, even when somebody does a flyer, you know, people will call me Lady Songbird Jinda. And the T-H-E, the in front of it, that's my brand. That's my name.
Exactly.
And there's been plenty of times where I've wanted to just go by the name Jinda, but I have so much behind me with, backing me with that name that I've had for so many years that I can't go nowhere with people not knowing me for that name. So I'm kind of stuck with that.
And my good friend, I mean, he kind of told me, we'll get to that later on, but a legend in the game, he told me, he said, well, don't go too far from what they know you as. So that's why the DeVille stayed where, you know, still stayed where it was. And he also said the spelling of how you do it, like the wording of the day, how you did it, he said that makes a difference too.
It does. It does. You know, I've had people, you know, my name alone, Jinda, that is my birth name, J-I-N-D-A. And you never know down the line, you know, if I do get a major deal or something like that, if they want to drop the Lady Songbird and just call me Jinda, I'm all for it too.
Exactly. So you know, that means you paperwork ready.
Right. Know? Right.
Exactly.
Definitely. So I hear you have some new music.
Yes, I do.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I got a new song. It's called Swing It My Way. It's kind of, it gives you that stepping. You know, I know you love that stepping, so I know you like that. It gives you the trail ride, you know, stepping vibe, you know, because we've gotten away from seeing people dance, like couples dance, you know, people actually dancing, you know, it's so much trail riding, you know, line dancing now, you don't really see the couples grooving no more. So it's kind of like one of those records where you can do the line dancing and you can be able to, you know, swing out with your lady.
I'm with that. I mean, me and my husband was discussing this just the other day. When it comes to, you know, of course, our age, we like to get dressed up and we like to go out and we want to dance. Thank you. Know, like love, like, you know, we used to slow drag back in the day. We want to dance. We want to dance and feel the music, you know, not knocking, you know, all the fans out there and the line dances, but every song's not meant to be a line dance.
Exactly.
Let's bring that good love music back.
And I feel like that's what we missing. Like we missing that. And that's kind of what I want to do. Cause like I say, you know, I want to focus, you know, for me, you know, being different, like with me being married. So I kind of want to focus on, you know, what I'm living.
Yep. And see, that's what makes my music such a success. And to any artist out there, be true to who you are. Because believe me, there's people out there that's watching you. You don't think they're watching you. They're exactly. watching you.
They know they're learning. They know the real you. You know, And I take pride in, you know, me being a husband too. So they kind of, you know, and I want to put that in my music because people need to know, you know, that marriage is real, that it, you know, that it does work, you know.
And people love love.
Exactly.
People love love. There's nothing cute about not showing that you will have a significant other. There's nothing cute about that.
And the good thing about it is like I was blessed to meet y'all, and I was inspired about what y'all have. So now, you know, I'm blessed with the same thing because my wife, she does so much behind the scenes, so much. So I got to give my wife.
I saw the video now. She was killing that Tevin Campbell. Now, you know, is there a duet coming? You know.
Why these people ask me to put your wife on a song?
People do that to my husband too.
My wife can go. Like she really can go though. She can go. But I tried that. She kinda shy, so you know. Maybe one day.
Never know. Ashford and Simpson, there's so many different, you know, artists out there that have couples and they're doing the thing, you know.
You never know. I think I'm gonna try to get her right though, see if she can, you know, come out of that shell and go ahead and bless us all.
It's definitely, you know, me and my husband, we have collabed on a lot of music. Me and my husband write most of our music. Love and Groove was written by me and my husband. And Special, he sings background of that, so a lot of people don't know.
What?
that my husband, he's just the type of man that just wants to be behind the scenes. He don't want the spotlight. He says, there could be only one star in the family. That's what he tells us. But you know.
But he know y'all the package deal.
Yeah. But I love that.
He'll
be
the backdrop. And that's a good thing because, like I say, I mean, my wife does so much behind the scenes, you know. Mm-hmm. And the best thing about it is she knows the game now. So she, you know, she's mm-hmm. been in for a while now. So she kind of knows. So she just let me do me, you know.
Mm-hmm. And support is key. It's definitely key when it comes to us being artists. And okay. Can you elaborate on how that is so important as being an artist if you have a significant other or just a team?
Because for just me and her is a team right now. So I think the best thing about it is that, like, she understands. You know, we had to mold each other. Like I said, man, I had to learn a lot of different things. Like, I had to learn how to take a picture different, you know, with an artist, because how I was on that photo, like, it kind of mattered. And she pointed it out to me one time. I was like, you know what, you're right, you know. But mm-hmm. I never had to think about those things before. But the best thing about it is she lets me do what I need to do, and that she respects the fact that I separate Mr. DeVille
mm-hmm.
from the husband.
Yep.
Like when I'm at work, we at a show, I'm working. Don't get me, you know. So I work. She doesn't mind me. She works, you know. And sometimes to make it easier for her, like when I'm at a show and I have a show, sometimes I would invite somebody along, invite one of her friends along. That way she's not always by herself while I'm working.
Right.
But yeah, that's the good thing about it. She respects the fact that I know how to separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
and it's definitely different when it comes to a male aspect to it, as it comes to a female aspect on the marriage end. With me, it's a little different. You know, I don't have to have my husband have somebody to take his place because he wears all the hats. He's security. He's a sound man. He's all those different facets. He has all those different facets to wear. He's his own, you know, best friend when it comes to me hitting that stage. He makes sure that everything is on point.
Exactly.
Now, mm-hmm.
And it's so good. Sometimes, like, I'm gonna be honest. If my wife can't make a show, I feel half naked on the pool, you know, just to say it, because she's always there. So it's different
mm-hmm.
when she's not there. You know, if that makes any sense.
It's just like you definitely know when you are in love and you're with that right person. When that person's not with you, you feel like you're empty. But the funny thing is, I could walk into a building and Howard's not by my side, the first thing is say, Howard gotta be right behind you somewhere.
So,
there's no way.
And it's at a point now that we're, what my girl, what your wife at? You know, mm-hmm. they see me and don't see her, you know. It's, I was like, okay, well they starting to, you know, they starting to show the respect, you know, that's what I want.
That's respect.
Man, yeah, that's I love that, you know.
So how did you get started singing? When did you start?
I started singing a long time ago, but in Southern Soul, a friend of mine, actually Big Show, you know Big Show in this area? He's a DJ.
Yes, I think I've met him before.
Yeah, you probably heard of him. He mm-hmm. actually had me come sing a song. I was just playing with the music then, you know. He had me come sing a song at his birthday party, and it was I Don't Want to Lose My Baby, because he heard it on Facebook. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just heard it on Facebook, and long story short, I did a couple of records out there that night, and he heard it, and Scott Banks, he was at the show, and he was like, man, I don't know, but that baby song, man, I like that baby song, you know, and he was like, I want it for the radio, but I didn't believe it at first, you know, but then he came back to me, he brought me a card, and I like to put God in whatever I do, so,
that's
you know,
right.
And my dad, man, he spoke everything into existence that same night, and I was talking to him, and he was very sarcastic, you know, but he's one of my number one supporters. And he was like, dang son, you actually sound good, you know, like that. And he was like, you need to be with TK Soul or Richard White or somebody like that. I'm like, dude, whatever. And and do you know within 48 hours I was at TK Soul house?
Oh my God.
I'm from it.
Oh,
since he wanted the song, Banks wanted the song. I knew TK's son, but I didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I knew he knew how to mix and master. So I took it to him. My friend mm-hmm. Justin actually took me over there, and we took it to him and let him listen. And TK was at home at the time, and he kept coming in and out, you know, in and out of the studio, but he wasn't saying nothing. And mm-hmm. then I started watching him, and I saw he was just pitting it around. I think he listening to my record, you know. But then he walked back out, so that kind of made me feel down. But long story short, the next time he came in, he was asking about the record, and he liked the way it sounded. He asked if I wrote it, and I told him I wrote it. And that's how we all got together. That's, you know, it happened that night, probably 2 days later after doing Big Show Birthday Bash. And me and TK been doing, we probably put out about 4 or 5 records, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, but we've been doing music together ever since, you know. And that's how, you know, he was the first person to put me out. So I appreciate, gotta give him his flowers.
Oh, that's right. Shout out to TK Soul. Amazing artist. Well, you know, who are some of your influences? We know TK Soul is one of your influences, but who are some of your influences?
Oh, my idol, in a way, is Ginuwine. That's my, Geez.
Are you seeing the same live? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, oh yeah. Actually, like I say.
Underrated.
What's that?
He's underrated.
Yeah.
Man can really go.
G can go. And if I must say this real quick, he's part of the reason why you talking to me too.
Mm-hmm.
I met him here in Monroe. He had a show, and I talked to him. And I was just, you know, going on about how much I love his music, and you know, I said all his records. He was like, he said, "Man, you love music." Like he was just telling me. I said, "Yeah, I do. I used to do it, you know." And he told me. He said, "Well, if you know all of my records, like you just named 20 of them." He was like, "You, I take it as that you really love music, and if you love to do it," he was like, "you need to do it." And that's what inspired me to get back in the studio. And I wrote, "I Don't Want to Lose My Baby." And here we are.
So yeah. And sometimes that's what you need to give you that extra push, that nudge, especially when you're sitting on the fence to ask what direction you want to go. And yeah. that's all you need right then and there.
It's crazy. Like, and I tell people, like, you can tell me if I don't do music in the next 2 days no more, I'm open up for people and talk with people that I never thought I would talk to, you know, mm-hmm. like, cause a year after that, you know, I had the pleasure of opening up for Tank. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like, and he's an influence, mm-hmm. a huge influence, like, you know, Michael Jackson, Prince, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I get a little bit from, and I actually study people. I study how people do their ad-libs. I study mm-hmm. everything. Like, I study Usher. I study Chris Brown, Trey Song. I like the Joe. I like Joe. Donnell Jones. Mm-hmm. Like those. Like I like that older '90s. You know.
So it sounds more. Yeah. So you like the more of the '90s feel, or more of an R&B twist. Would you say that's more so your love is the R&B?
Yeah. To my core, like that's what I do, because that's what I fell in love with it in '95, '96.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Ginuwine dropped that album, I had to look S curl and stuff. I had it all. Yeah, don't do that. Don't, sis.
Not the S curl. You had the S curl. Oh,
I had the little S curl. You know, I had the little.
Okay.
Baby, you know, had
the baby hairs and all.
I had the little silk shirt and stuff. Yeah.
So
don't let nobody know that though.
So who have you collabed with? Have you collaborated with a lot of artists?
Yeah, actually, I've collaborated with Rodney the Boss.
Okay.
Like I said, we already know TK. I actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I need to be telling you, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
Okay.
Me and Omar have one. He wrote me one.
Okay.
Me and him have one. It's called Booty Swing. So be on the lookout for that too. It's coming soon.
All right.
Yeah, Booty Swing.
I know you had to go, you know, when you record with Omar, a lot of times he said, you want an Omar record, you got to come to Omar's house.
I got to go to him. He don't play that.
No, he don't. Yeah. He don't play when it comes
He don't play that. Roy D, I've done records with him. Cedar Monk, mm-hmm. I've done records with him. Who else in the game?
So let's flip that question. Who do you want to do a collaboration with? Who would you like to do a song with?
Ooh, if it was a lady and a man, mm-hmm. or just either or, I would say. Probably either Marcellus. I love
Marcellus Sager.
And Skirt Kelly, like they cold.
Okay.
Well, all them guys, FPJ, Young Guy, all them cold. But it would have to be one of those two, if you, you know, because I feel like what they do is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we'll sound good together. And a lady, other than yourself, since we already talked about that, other than yourself, it probably would be Jason A.
Okay.
Probably
yes.
Probably Jason
Absolutely.
Probably Jason Absolutely.
A.
But I love some. Hey, I love me some Krista Thomas too now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hey, yeah.
There's no other tone like Krista Thomas now.
Ain't no other tone like she.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Ain't no other tone like Crystal. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. But like all them ladies, and y'all cutting up right now. I'm just giving y'all, you know, sister, we are born you, you know, sister.
Oh yeah. See,
y'all cutting up right now. Y'all are really cutting.
Absolutely. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, you know, I'm going to do something really quick, never putting someone on the spot. I'm not going to make you sing or anything like that. But this segment I like to call Put on the Spot. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to list a couple of people, and you describe them to me in one word, okay? That
okay.
comes to mind, okay?
Okay.
Genuine.
Ooh.
Mm.
An idol. I just say the idol.
Idol?
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Can I pass on? No. let me be nice. I'm trying to be nice. My Christmas okay. bag trying to be nice.
Okay.
Crazy.
Okay. That's
crazy.
Right.
Crazy. I'm
yeah.
over crazy.
TK Soul.
Legendary.
Okay. Since we brought her up, Krystal Thomas.
I can't give her legendary because I gave that to him. Accomplished. I'll give her that. She's very accomplished. Yeah.
Your lovely wife.
Ooh, I'm going to put this in two words.
Okay.
Good thing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Mr. DeVille.
Let me see what, let me describe myself. Smooth.
Smooth.
I say smooth. All right. Because my friend's late mother used to call me smooth back in the day. She called me smooth.
So how many albums do you have out?
Never really put out an album. I put out,
okay.
One.
Well, you have a lot of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a mixtape album, but I don't have any of it online. It was called First Come, First Serve. And I did that years ago, but I got a lot of different singles out now. But I'm mm-hmm. actually working on a small EP that I may put out probably early next year.
Okay.
Yeah, small EP, like going back more to the love of, it's going to be called Love Language.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going.
Any upcoming shows you got going on?
I suppose, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it because we have a funeral we have to attend now. But I was going to be with Cynthia Wayne. He invited me to come to his birthday bash out there in Dudley, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I did a show with him here in Monroe, and we, since then, we've been connecting and talking because he liked what I did, you know. And we've been talking, so he invited me out that way. But that's about it for right now for this month. But I have a lot of about two or three pending for in June. I do.
Okay. Any words of encouragement for upcoming artists that's just now starting breaking in? What can you tell them? Because I know you've been at this for some years now. What can you tell them?
Stay true to yourself. I mean, do what you feel, do what you love, do whatever music that. You know, that you feel at the moment, you know, because that's what I do. Don't just put yourself in a box because, you know, this may seem like this is where it's at the moment, but I try to do every kind of genre because my goal is to be on every radio station daytime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to be just a Southern Soul or just a blues artist. I want to be in every genre if I can, you know, so. So, but at the same time, stay true to yourself and, you know, do the music that you feel.
That's true. I mean, one thing you have to do, no one can do you like you. So you need to stay true to yourself. You know, always, you know, people try to make it to whereas it's hard to, with all these different new artists popping up all the time, you can lose track on your goal.
And it's so many now. Which I'm not saying people don't need to do what they love, but it's and I tell people, like, when I came in, when we first started, it was way different. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't that easy to come on.
Right. Not anybody can.
But really, now the door just wide open. You know, so yeah, it's
to me, it sets apart people that can really sing and people that use the platform as a gimmick. Those are two different sides.
It's two different things.
Yeah.
And sometimes you may not, they may not respect it as much as, you know, I think, when I first started, like, when I was with TK, like, I'm telling you, like, this dude was so tough on me. Like, he would make me, sometimes he made me feel like I couldn't even sing. You know, because he was a perfectionist. And I think, I love him for that, because when I record, I record myself now, so when I record, I've adopted that same thing that he did to me. I may do one line 20 times, you know, to make sure I got it the way I want it, because I got that from him. I mean, he's a perfectionist, so, you know, I appreciate that part.
That's a good trait to have. Me, I'm a perfectionist. I don't even like to see my recordings of my shows, you know, videos of footage. I don't really like, because I'm always constantly critiquing of what I could have did and everything. So,
I do that too. Especially when that sound ain't what you wanted it to be.
That's another thing too. That's a key thing for all the listeners out there that are aspiring singers. Sound is everything, and you need to invest in yourself. Get yourself a microphone. Yes. At least
who does sound check important?
My gosh, it is so important.
And like when I did the tank show, just, you know, I didn't do a sound check. We didn't do a sound check, so people were mad because I was on the stage, and it was like, well, you stayed on one side, because as I noticed, as I was moving, I was cutting out. So I was. Ooh, I hated that. And I couldn't go. I couldn't really move like I wanted to. I couldn't sing to everybody.
Right.
Because, them as fans. As fans, they didn't know that. They didn't know. They can't hear what I hear. Mm-hmm. You know, so in order for me to get the good sound I wanted, I had to kind of stay 5-10 feet. I couldn't really move like I wanted.
And you couldn't do what you couldn't move them the way you wanted to move them.
Not at all.
And it bothers you. It bothers you all night long.
Especially when they were saying the things that they said. I mean, they still enjoyed it, but it was like, well, it's kind of like they felt like I played show favoritism to one side. But they didn't know why, so that was the reason why, because without doing a sound check, man, I was all over the place. And I'm hearing myself cutting out in the speakers behind me. So I'm like, well, dang, I'm going to have to stay right here, you know. So that's, do a sound check, please.
Right, sound checks, you have to have that. Exactly. Now, if somebody wants to book you, how can they book you?
They can go to my page, just inbox me. Actually, my information is on my Facebook page. They won't let me change it to Mr. DeVille, so it's still Coop DeVille at the time. So that's Coop DeVille, CoopDeVille, Coop DeVille.
And you also, travel?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Okay. Also, my IG is Coop33, C-O-U-P-E-33, that's my IG. But my TikTok is Mr. DeVille. They did let me change it. So Mr. DeVille is my TikTok. If y'all want to go out and check out some videos and new music, even I got some snippets of some shows on there, you know, so you'll be able to see what you, you know, see what I can offer, you know, as an artist. So,
well, I want to just tell you, thank you so much for taking your time out today and inspire and uplift upcoming artists like ourselves all over the world. And, you know, if y'all want to book Coop, you heard him, go to his page, look up Coop DeVille, or you can
look it up
on TikTok.
Look it up.
Find them and book them.
I have my booking information on all of them. So, you know, it ain't going to be no excuse if you don't, if you say you can't find it. So it's on every one of my handles or social media handles.
Well, I want to tell you so much. Thank you so much for allowing me to interview today. This is my eighth week in my show, and the streams are going higher and higher, and I am so grateful for it. This is something that's dear to my heart, and I just want to share and show love to all aspiring artists like myself all over the globe. So thank you.
Congratulations on, you know, your success with the show on, you know, outside of your music, man. Congratulations on that success.
Thank you so much. And in closing, I always want to leave a final thought, and that is to always, always show love and support to other artists.
Yes.
I promise you, it will never steal your shine. Until next week, next Thursday, see you then.
All right, see you then. All right, sis.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, Jenda, thank you so much for that inspiring interview. And guys, come back tonight for Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. And that's 7:15 Central Time, 8:15 on the East Coast. Jenda, another brilliant podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. All right, that's a wrap. Keep it locked on Studio W The Buzz. Studio W The Buzz. All right, guys.
Bye.